This, I hope you don't mind, but this is... Well, I was on a road trip lately. We stopped at a roadside restaurant for lunch. After finishing our meal, we left the restaurant and returned to our trip. When leaving, Nancy said she had forgotten her sunglasses on the table. And she didn't miss them until now. We had been driving about 20 minutes. By then, to add to the aggravation, we had to travel quite a distance because on the interstate, you have to find a place to turn around in order to return to the restaurant to retrieve her glasses. All the way back, I became the classic grouch. Very unusual for me. I fussed and complained and scolded Nancy relentlessly. To her relief, we finally arrived at the restaurant. As Nancy got out of the car and hurried inside to retrieve her glasses, I hollered after her, "While you're in there, you might get my hat and the credit card." I thought how true this is, really. You know, Jesus, it's said over and over and over in the scriptures, and especially today, do not be afraid. What are we afraid of? God loves us. God will take care of us. He promised. What are we afraid of? I wonder sometimes, I go through every kind of thought and feeling that anybody does, and I say, "God darn it, things just aren't right. Oh, it isn't going to work. Oh, we aren't going to be able to do this, or this won't happen, and why did he do this, you know, or she?" And then I think about our God and Jesus having promised me eternal happiness. You're going to heaven. You're going to be with me forever and ever. Not just 70 years or 50 years or 10 years or any, forever and ever. So, you know, I think back like the prophet Isaiah. That's an interesting prophecy he made. "Here I am, Lord, send me. Do not be afraid." And this was long before Jesus, like 676 years before Christ or something, and he's prophesying it. You know, how quick we forget, and they did then the same, when somebody announces or prophesies something that is good for us and that we should take heed, we don't hear it. And then we go and... Today you're hearing it again, and I'm hearing it again. I read it over and over. I says, "I never read that very often or took it seriously. But God said I should. Send me. Do not be afraid." And then the letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I just love Paul. Boy, he was a rascal, I tell you. Really a bad one for a while. My wife Nancy and I had the good fortune of going to the Holy Land while I was studying for the diaconate, and we walked on the road to Emmaus, and we thought about Paul. You know, we thought about how he wouldn't believe, and God says, "I'm going to get your attention." And supposedly there's different stories, but the one I've read is he was knocked off his mule or horse. And he said, "Whoops, maybe I better shape up." How many times has that happened to us in our life? Do we ever pay attention? Do we ever think about maybe I should pray and try to help someone rather than moan and groan and moan and groan? Because I've been guilty of all this. Boy, I can remember, poor Nancy has to live with me and listen to me when the news is on. And I think about that, and then I say, wait a minute. And she says, it reminds me, why don't we pray for them? Whoever it is, absolutely whoever it is, because they need our prayer. But Paul also said and was reminded, do not be afraid. Just follow Jesus, follow God and believe. Why is it so hard for me and for all of us sometimes to believe? And then Jesus is in the gospel preaching from the boat. The other night I was watching National Geographic, I think it was. I'm kind of like those things. And they showed where they had recovered a boat from the Sea of Galilee. And they believed very much it might have been one of these boats. And it showed how they were made, how rustic and old. And they were quite large. This one was, and they said they had another one. And I thought, you know, that's kind of a blessing, isn't it? Somebody would say, oh, no, that just happened. Why did I say that when this Sunday I was dwelling on the thought of Jesus preaching more so than usual because I was going to share with you? I believe very much things like that happen. God loves us so much. I mean, I can see him sitting in the boat and there's a crowd there, whatever size crowd it was. I hear people, I go, oh, there was 5,000, who knows. But there was a group of people there and he was talking to them. And he was sharing with them how much he was there for them. And he hoped that they heard him. How often have we experienced a miracle like his apostles did that day? And the fish came. I can remember times in my life when things have happened, I said, oh my God. And he says, yes. Because really something happened that usually a lot of us, and me included at times, will not acknowledge that. But I believe that entirely. I believe every child is a miracle, no matter what. I believe handicaps sometime are a miracle, no matter what. We need to pray and be aware of why or what happens. I believe that the things that happen in life, because life is, like this. Having been in the military and having been places, I've seen so many things. I've been fortunate enough to. And I see and remember miracles. I don't remember much else, but I remember things. Gee, I could talk. I mean, I just love it when God talks about do not be afraid. I was in Vietnam, and we were standing near where we were in tents when we first went. Pup tents, 10,000 guys in pup tents. Boy, that was something. But we had a priest with us, and he had mass, and he had it on the hood of a Jeep. Oh, my God, how could he do that? He needed an altar. He did have an altar. He had the altar of the horrible war we were involved in, but he prayed for us. But that was a miracle to me. I was able, having been there, being much younger, and thinking, why did you do this to me, God? Send me to Vietnam. And he kind of helped explain that. But I can remember that vividly. Was that a miracle? I believe so. So please remember that today when we see young people, when we see people that we have known, people that we love, we think about people that we love and care, and remember that God every day says, do not be afraid. Just follow me. God bless you.